This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rumble and Rockfin. Just look for Liberty Conspiracy. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, the creator of The Conspiracy, and thanks for being interested in the principles of freedom, because, of course, freedom is out of fashion nowadays. You can also find my Substack, and every Sunday we publish the Sunday News Assembly with 20 or more stories pertaining to your freedom, plus contextual information to help fuel those political onions. I hope that we can all be considered apostates to the state religion, because it is evil, it is nasty, and it is predicated on theft and force. Hello to everyone in chat. Rhonda Tate is there. Patrick S. is there as well. The great Ms. Rhonda Tate. And Patrick S. says, apostates to the prostate of the state, to arms. Yes, to arms. I say arms in defense, 100%. Absolutely. And in Rumble, thank you for being there. And remember, everybody, as we grow the audience, you can really help out. It is really a function of you who have already helped the show to get it out there more and spread the word to people in a very upbeat way, where, as we say, we try to turn those political frowns upside down and have some fun with some of the stuff. In fact, tonight is going to be fun music and some film references. So let's get right to it, everybody. It's time for us to check out what's happening in, you know what, newsflash.
Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, huh?
Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the News Flash.
What's on tap tonight? We start with this lovely little ditty going out to Boston. It's not exactly Mayor Wu, but it's pretty darn close.
Are you with me, Dr. Wu? Are you really just a shadow of the man that I once knew? She is lovely, yes, she's fine, and you're an ordinary guy. And she finally got you. Can you hear me, Dr. Wu?
Yes. Ah, Steely Dan. Love those guys. Got to see Steely Dan without Walter Becker, but what a great show. About a year ago, got to see Steely Dan. In fact, it was shortly before we got to see Tom Jones rocking it in the same place where Steely Dan had played, the Orpheum Theater in Boston. I think one of my first trips to the Orpheum, I saw Phil Collins there, and then shortly thereafter, I saw The Fix, saw The Psychedelic Furs, saw Talk Talk. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool place. Love the Orpheum. And that is, of course, where I got to see The Cult. And that's where Ian Astbury ripped up the floor lights and mooned the audience. Ah, yes, Boston. You can't help but love Boston, especially when the mayor moons the people. And that happens all the time. Don't forget, this is Mayor Michelle Wu, who, as I mentioned yesterday, has stipulated that all government contracts for construction have to be carbon zero. I don't even know what that means. Is that like a bad soda? But I just wanted to follow this up. Yes, the party happened, everybody. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu defends electeds of color holiday party after invitation backlash. She says It was an honest mistake. And I loved the way that it went out, because her assistant, who doesn't even know how to write, her PR assistant, sent the message out to every employee in the government. And then she sent out a retraction 15 minutes later and said, oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean to do that. What I meant to be was racist. Sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that we're selecting only certain skin color people to come to our party. Yeah, you gotta love your fellow man for the holidays, don't you? Here's the story from Nicholas McIntyre. The original is from the New York Post. So you know it's going to be true if it's from the New York Post. Well, the New York Post isn't too bad. At least they get the Hunter Biden stuff out there. Here we go. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. And hey, it's not Boston, so it's not the Boston Globe. You can kind of trust it. Boston Globe got bought out by the New York Times, as New York Times continually drives itself into the dirt. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu defending holding a holiday party for electeds of color. As I mentioned last night, the great David Brudenight always had a problem when they would put the something of something, you know, people of color. And he's like, I don't have fries of French. What color? I don't even know what that means. Electeds of color. What does that mean? Just hours before hosting the controversial gathering inside the city's official reception hall Wednesday, Wu, are you with me, Mayor Wu? Wu admitted it was a mistake that every member of the Boston City Council received invitations to the controversial holiday party. Yeah, we don't want to be inclusive. What are you talking about? This is about inclusivity. We can't be inclusive. What is this? Gentlemen, no fighting in the war room. This is the war room. How can we fight in the war room? Wu admitted it was a mistake that every member of the Boston City Council received invitations to the controversial holiday party. Boy, am I glad you're here, everybody. And had already talked to those who were uninvited. That sounds like the name of a punk band, you know? We're the uninvited. It would be like guys who dress up as elves, but they play like really heavy hard rock. It's like that Spinal Tap song, Christmas with the Devil. Hey, by the way, I actually bought the single for Christmas with the Devil when it came out. And the flip side, because at the time it was like really popular to have like the extended remix, you know, double disco, double Dutch dancing remix. So this was the scratch version. And when you put on the 45, all it did was sound really scratched and sound like it skipped. Awesome. Way to go, Spinal Tap. The little people, Stonehenge. We had individual conversations with everyone, so people understand that it was truly just an honest mistake that went out in typing the email field. Wu, Boston's first female of color and Asian American mayor, came under fire when her director of city council relations, Denise Dost, again, Dos Santos. It's not just one Santos. She's twice as good as any other Santos. She's Dos Santos. Sent an exclusive party invitation to all members of the city council instead of just the select invitees. Somebody made a great point. I think it was Grace Curley. She was talking on our show today. She goes, you know, I was willing to let this thing drop, but then a caller called, or so a friend of hers said something where it's like, yeah, you know, somebody in the office said, What if this were just exclusive to only white people? Like, there was a mayor, Kevin White, right? Kevin White, people loved Kevin White. He was just a funky character. I spoke to him because he taught a journalism class at Boston University for a little while, and I saw him outside, just said hi. He was a really nice guy, you know? And one of the things about Kevin White was he had a very, very slight lisp, and I mentioned it in my Teamizer novel, where when he would say the city of Boston, it sounded like the C, the S sound of C, came out like an SH sound. And all sorts of people would talk about it. Like, even in school, they'd be like, ah, Mayor White, he's got that shitty Boston thing going on, you know? But anyway, so she said, imagine if this were a white person, and it was exclusive only to whites. You know, again, we talk about that patrician thing, you know? It's totally flipped. It's just ridiculous. Oh, man. Thank you, Mayor Wu, for giving us some fun. Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, we got to have some fun nowadays, don't we? It's sort of like there's nothing else to do. We don't have any cash anymore, right? In fact, I think we need a theme for that subject right now. Coming.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Oh, maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money.
Yeah, you gotta end on it. You gotta end it with Ed Begley Jr. with the horn rim glasses. You gotta have that. That's the way it goes. I contacted the guys in Spinal Tap, and I was like, "Hey guys, how should I stop the video?" And they're like, "Oh, guard, do it this way on Ed." And I was like, "Okay, cool." And yeah. Oh man, all it makes me think of the Pixies song "Ed Is Dead." What a great tune. And so's the economy, everybody. It's dead. It's not a great tune. It's dead. Or it's going to be really dead. Pete St. Ange, of course, he friended me on Facebook. I have to contact him. I'm going to try to get him on the show. So here it is. He spells it out pretty simply. He says, we are repeating the 1970s disaster literally line by line. And he re-X's, whatever, something from E.J. Antoni, who's an economist. And he writes this, history may not repeat, but it rhymes. So just take a look at annual change in the CPI, Consumer Price Index, by percent seasonally adjusted. And they are 100% repeating here. You are here with Powell and company bowing to their political masters and readying rate cuts. You got it, because there's an election coming up for 2024, which will set off another inflationary storm in 2025. This is precisely what they did just before Jimmy Carter left office. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, some people are insulated. I think you know the kinds of people they are because, of course, if we go back to our schedule for the program, Liberty Conspiracy, on this 12/14/2023, we're talking spying, war, corruption, and apostates. And you can't be an apostate to the state. The way that you get by, everybody, is you make sure that you become one of the state's high priests, and then you're all in. You're all in. In fact, before we even go on to talk about the people who benefit, let's go with a saying from James Bovard from his new book, Last Rites, just out. I was in touch with James, and he was going to be on the show this coming Wednesday, but I'm going to be in Boston. They rescheduled the Andrea Bocelli show for Wednesday, so there won't be a show on Wednesday here. I could try to record it beforehand, but I'm going to be taking care of my brother's cats and stuff like that, so it's going to be kind of crazy that day. So looks like that's the way it'll be. So, yes, he says, government grants are eventually followed by government restrictions, and dependence often turns into submission. The ultimate victim of handouts could be democracy itself. And I hope people understand, of course, that democracy is really a gaming of the system. Politicians cannot undermine self-reliance without subverting self-government. Self-government is not democracy. That's the problem. Self-government is the one being sacrificed for the many, for the multiple. And, of course, that sacrifice is not voluntary. And I would just point out that, as James notes, government grants are eventually followed by government restrictions, everybody, and dependence often turns into submission. Well, it also works in another way. It works in such a way that the people who become dependent on government granting them permission often find ways to block competition and use the government as a weapon as a way to rent seek and gain power themselves. Which brings us to our very next story, everybody. Because, as I said, if you want to do well in this economy, just make sure you're connected to the fascist system. And here it is from the Brownstone Institute. Jordan Schachtel writes, White House COVID task force members cashed in on pandemic panic. Even more than we already knew about the NIH sharing patents with the big pharma companies like Moderna and getting hundreds of millions of dollars. And, of course, the most well-paid, the highest-paid federal employee, Anthony Fauci, and his wife also working for the federal government. Even more than that, even more than Deborah Birx getting a plum deal now working with a pharmaceutical company, even more than that, yes, even more than that. He writes, the White House Coronavirus Task Force was spun up on January 29th, 2020. Shortly thereafter, the federal government began to deploy countless billions of dollars of pharmaceutical to pharmaceutical companies with the ostensible hopes to mitigate a much-hyped incoming so-called pandemic, which was not a pandemic. Now, almost for it, because, of course, they changed the definition of pandemic to include things that don't have to be as deadly. They did that in March of 2009 under the auspices of the World Health Organization. Yes. Just before the H1N1 stuff went out. Now, almost 4 years later, which also was not a pandemic. Now, almost 4 years later, our hindsight presents a much clearer picture to the fog of virus mania we experienced in real time. Well, that would be for some people who have their eyes now open. Some of us had our eyes open from the start, not to, you know, toot your horn or toot my horn or anything like that. But I think, you know, we're pretty much kindred spirits here, and we were very frustrated at the time. And I know that when I was getting blocked in July of 2020, when I was writing about the mask mania, and we were having our stuff pulled down at MRC TV, and of course NewsGuard was attacking us. Well, those were fun times. That was great. If only I had known that NewsGuard was getting my tax money. That would have been awesome. And, of course, was in contact with DARPA. Yeah. I would have thought that I was just doing my patriotic duty. Ooh, so much fun. We've got to worship at the state, at the altar of the state. We've got to ritualize everything, don't we? Well, instead, writes Jordan Schachtel, instead of mobilizing an effective public-private response to the advertised problem, well, I wouldn't go with that because that's fascism. And if you saw the image for tonight's program, I put up the picture of the Nazis and the word fascism. But he says, Operation Warp Speed and the task force served as a vehicle to further panic and the facilitating of taxpayer cash that ended up enriching the pharmaceutical industry. Well, Jordan, I just want to remind you that the public-private response is what effectuates and facilitates exactly the thing you're criticizing in your article. It's the very fact that there is a public-private response. Public just means the state. It means involuntary servitude. And when it's connected to private, that means you get some people benefiting at the expense of other people. And those other people don't have a choice, which is exactly what we saw. And we're still seeing it. And more is being revealed, Jordan. So don't use public-private partnership stuff, because that's fascism. That's gaming the system. And, of course, democracy is already a corrupt game. You can't game it any worse than it already is. You can't. It starts on an immoral basis. So everything that happens from there is just an unraveling from an immoral predicate. We'll continue, though. He says, these taxpayer-funded COVID-related slush funds ballooned to astronomical heights across two presidencies, delivering record profits to pharma companies that took pains to bring themselves on sides with the people in charge in Washington, D.C. They've been doing that for years. This is just the result of it. Tragically, the government-backed mechanical ventilators and pharmaceutical remdesivir, mRNA shots, etc., interventions didn't work to remedy the respiratory illness problem. No, in fact, there was another respiratory illness called the flu, and they just put this forward as something that was deadlier than the flu when it wasn't, and suddenly we didn't have all these deaths from the flu. They got relabeled as COVID. I know, crazy, isn't it? Operation, and strangely, we had an increase in all-cause mortality after the COVID stuff, long after, when, just a few weeks after they introduced the jabs in every nation state. Crazy, isn't it? Operation Warp Speed and the resulting task force operation was, by all objective accounts, a catastrophic blunder. But that didn't stop many of its members, and oh, aren't they great right here? They're just awesome. Look at Mike Pence, Deborah Birx. Where's her scarf? Oh, no. We can't show a picture of Deborah Birx without her scarf. Oh, man. This is terrible. Who's that guy? Never heard of him. And we got the best unconstitutional Operation Warp Speed until the next Operation Warp Speed. It's the best. It's awesome. So we thought now would be a good time to take a look at some of the, and this is where we get into the meat of it. Sorry if I'm just joking around and, you know, criticizing Jordan, but those criticisms, if I didn't include them, I would be doing a disservice to truth and reality, political philosophy, and my parents, you, Jordan Schachtel, and so on and so forth. I hope I'm doing you right, Jordan, because these are not harsh criticisms, because I know you've done very good work, but you're using terminology and you're coming at it with the incorrect assumptions about things like democracy and the state. So just remember that, because this is a natural outgrowth of the state. In fact, this is just one form of exactly what the state does all the time, whether it's big pharma, whether it's the communications industry, whether it's the military industrial complex. Let's look at Mr. Military Industrial Complex, Mike Pence. He was primarily responsible for staffing the Trump administration's COVID response team. Pence launched his presidential bid in June, but gave up by October after, of course, his wonderful comment about making sure that Ukraine was the 51st state, essentially. He is perhaps the only task force member who did not benefit from the operation, as his political career is effectively over. That's okay. He's got the military-industrial complex to back him up. He'll probably be working for the Atlantic Council if he isn't already on it. Anthony Fauci! Anthony! Anthony! I mentioned the Prince Spaghetti Restaurant. They always had those commercials. They were calling for this kid named Anthony on the streets. His mom said the spaghetti was ready on Wednesdays, because Wednesdays are Prince Spaghetti Day. Anthony Fauci, the most notorious member of the task force. Fauci's wealth increased multiple times over while serving as the pharma kingmaker, the Froschmacher, over at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID. That's very constitutional. He recently took a no-show professorship at Georgetown and is said to be working on a book. Yeah, I'm sure that book will have something to do with his newfound incredible Godhead, as he says he doesn't have to go to church because his ethics are all he needs. We'll be back with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Thanks so much for listening. Contact me, Gardner Goldsmith, on Twitter, @GardGoldsmith, G-A-R-D, Goldsmith.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged the responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visiting Israel on Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. A recently submitted lawsuit alleges that authorities are falling short in preventing environmental damage caused by Elon Musk's rocket launch pad in South Texas. In April, a test resulted in concrete being blown into the habitat of protected species. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, continuing our conversations about freedom in so many different facets. You can find Liberty Conspiracy online Monday through Friday, starting at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Rumble and Rockfin. You can join the chat there, or you can listen and watch at my Twitter feed, which is at Gard Goldsmith. That's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. And, of course, you can always find the show after the fact at Rockfin and at Rumble. And I really hope that you like what you're hearing and that you'll find us over there. And join us live or after the fact. Now we're discovering that in England, the military, the Royal Air Force, was spying on people to counter their criticism of the lockdowns, even as now in a so-called investigation, Richie Reach can't turn over his information. So they can spy on you, whether you're in the United States or you're in England or anything like that. They're going to have FISA spy on you some more. And now I want to go into another aspect of the surveillance. This one I just discovered. I tweeted about this. Some folks got to retweet it, and I appreciate that. Here it is. This comes from Grist. The EPA's new methane rule includes an innovative way to so-called stop super emitters. Just very excited about this. They're going to stop the super emitters. Of what? Oh, yeah, that dangerous stuff that they can't prove is dangerous in any way whatsoever and continually manipulate data and then claim that they have to stop us from actually bettering our lives. And they're going to tax our use of things like fossil fuels, so-called fossil fuels, petrochemicals. They're going to restrict our ability to travel. They're going to stop us from buying certain products like light bulbs. So here it is. Scientists with NASA. So the way I, just to give you the heads up on this one, everybody, the way that I put this out on Twitter/X as I mentioned, that this is just a new form of unwarranted surveillance. And it is predicated on a punishment regime of so-called regulations without trial, where they can fine you for using certain things or doing certain things that they say are verboten. Okay, so here it is. Scientists with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory were flying a plane equipped with a visible infrared imaging spectrometer over an oil field in California's San Joaquin Valley when they made a worrisome discovery. Oh, my goodness, no. Images produced by the device revealed a large plume of methane lingering in the air. How can that be? How can you ever get methane in a place where there actually is methane that is naturally produced? Oh, no. Yes, folks, we're talking about aerial surveillance to find out your energy output. That's what they're looking at. And it's not just planes where they're going. The plane made flights over the field for several more weeks. The plume shifted and changed shape with the blowing wind. Oh, but its presence persisted, indicating that its source could be a leak at the oil well. The scientists notified the operator. Soon the plume disappeared. The leak, coming from a small fuel line, had been repaired. Well, that's very nice, but it's not so nice. This is the essence of proactive measurement. Yes, folks, again, blocking you from engaging in an activity, even though no one has claimed harm in a common law pattern, no one has actually said in a tortious way, you harmed me or my property. The government is stepping in the way saying, you cannot engage in this activity. You can't do this, you can't do that. Putting on my little gloves here. It's cold in here. You can't do it. So this is what they're calling proactive measurement. This, according to Riley Duran, one of the scientists involved in the flights, and now CEO, I wonder if they might start currying favor with the government, of Carbon Mapper, told Grist. He said, it's a good example of how you would want it to work. The leak detected in July 2020 was what's called a super emitter. Oh, there you go. Super genius. It's a super emitter of, you know, the gases that aren't causing catastrophic climate change. The term refers to events, again, tortious claim, prove harm, individuals, governments, and corporations are not individuals. The term refers to events in which a lot of methane is quickly expelled or to infrastructure that releases a disproportionately large amount of the evil gas, whatever gas it is. And they might pick other gases in the future that are also evil. But that's OK, because John Kerry can handle that. Maybe he'll get up in his flying magic jet, his aeroplane, and maybe he'll get an extra seat. Because, of course, his ego is rather obese. In oil and gas production, events can occur on purpose as part of routine processes like venting. Yeah, or by accident due to faulty equipment or human error. Whoa. However, they happen. Super emitters release a particularly insidious greenhouse gas. Although it only stays in the atmosphere for about a decade, methane is 28 more times more potent than carbon dioxide, which is not potent in this atmosphere. They constantly try to make some sort of syllogistic connection to the Venusian atmosphere when the Venusian atmosphere and environment doesn't utilize the carbon to help things grow. And it is trapping heat in the atmosphere, even though we'll see a little something from Tony Heller. That is another indication that, of course, they are wrong. The only thing that I've seen substantiated is their instantiation of lies through their deceptive use of collection of data from certain selected areas where they know it's going to be warm and manipulation of the data after the fact to try to get back into the history books when they couldn't collect the data through corrupt means, and they're now reshaping the data through corrupt means. Because methane lacks color or odor, releases can go undetected for months. Nearly one-third of its emissions in the U.S. come from the oil and natural gas sector. Of course, we have to target them. And, of course, yes, they are targeting methane from COP28. They have new regulations aimed at addressing the gas and other dangerous pollutants of oil and gas facilities. So, what's the rest of this? Well, under their supposed rule, they've got a super emitter program. This is what is proposed in COP28, in which outside organizations, in this case certified by the EPA, can use approved remote sensing technologies. Oh, let me go back up here. Darren Schroeder of the Clean Air Task Force's Methane Pollution Prevention Program said of the rule, quote, reducing methane emissions is the best action we can take right now to bend the climate curves. And this brings you to the United States. So sorry, I skipped over that. The EPA predicts the new regulations will avoid 58 million tons of methane emissions by 2038, reducing projected emissions of the gas by 80%. Okay, sure. The rule also includes the super emitter program, in which outside organizations certified by the EPA, thank you, Richard Nixon, no one's being harmed unless they go to court, and then they can prove it there if they can. The EPA can use approved remote sensing technologies, including airborne spectrometers and satellites, to monitor oil and gas facilities and detect large releases. It goes back to Judas Priest, electric eye. Under the program, watchdogs will report super emitter events defined as a release of more than 100 kilograms per hour. And you know, again, since the sign that I put on to the show tonight from Rumble and Rockfin, it's about fascism, the EPA will make contracts with these now fascistically tied companies, organizations, such as the one that this guy just started called Carbon Mapper. That's what they're going to do. Just like they're going to collect your data through the industries, unless this provision of the FISA law is, continues through in the Senate. The FISA Act, I should say, where they're supposedly not going to be able to pay to get your data. I think they're going to find a way around that, and they've been doing it for years. This is what they're going to do with these private companies. They're going to have them monitor the EPA can use approved remote sensing technologies, including airborne spectrometers and satellites, to monitor oil and gas facilities. Under the program, they will watch for so-called super emitters. The owner must investigate and report back to the EPA within 15 days because, of course, he can be punished out of nowhere. Like I said, no trial, no harm, nobody being shown to have been harmed. The EPA will also post verified super emitter events on the program's website. Schroeder, the CEO, said the program gives organizations that are already identifying leaks a way to make their data actionable. They're finding super emitters all over the place, but there's nothing to do with that information. One of those organizations is Carbon Mapper. It's a nonprofit created in 2020 to drive emissions mitigation with data from specific facilities. The aircraft that Carbon Mapper uses carries an imaging spectrometer capable of measuring hundreds of wavelengths of light. So in order to measure them, you either have to put a satellite up there using rockets, or you got to keep flying planes around. Maybe you could use balloons. Through a coalition that includes the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Planet Labs, and other institutions, otherwise known as fascist government and corporate fascist institutions, Carbon Mapper is working to launch two spectrometer-equipped satellites to detect methane and CO2 directly at their sources. Satellites are quickly boosting the potential of methane monitoring. Surveillance, the UN-led methane alert and response team launched at COP27, has used them to issue alerts on 127 plumes in the last year. Who's paying for that? You are. Who's benefiting from that? The fascist-tied corporations that are using the money to spy on people. The technology is also expected to play an important role in monitoring the new oil and gas decarbonization charter announced at COP28, which commits 50 oil companies to drastically lowering their methane pollution by 2030. In the super emitter program, Duren of Carbon Mapper said outside monitoring will act as a backstop to the inspections oil and gas companies do themselves. So there's more, but I wanted to give that to you, and now I want to get you some more about surveillance. The CEO of GM just announced something today, everybody. Guess what it is? It's exactly what you thought it was going to be. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is excited. They say that they're going to introduce a key new safety feature to all their cars, it seems. General Motors and their Get Free report is taking on an important pillar of automotive safety. In a December 13th interview with the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., and there's no favoritism or cronyism there, no fascism, GM CEO Mary Barra said that the technology enabling passive alcohol detection systems is coming to its cars. Yep. The response by the figurehead came a day after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration took its first regulatory, otherwise known as threat step, toward mandating technology that would detect and prevent the operation of light-duty cars and trucks by impaired drivers. As we know, Thomas Massey tried to get that out of a bill that was passed a couple of years ago. Everything starts rolling out on January 6th, I believe, ironically. Despite the presence of preventative legislation and long-standing awareness campaigns, drunk driving remains to be a problem on the government-run roads. Gee, what a surprise. A provision within the bipartisan infrastructure law passed and signed by the president in November 2021 orders the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration to issue a final rule that would mandate said technology as standard equipment in cars and trucks sold in the United States. So GM, good for being ahead. So good. So good. All right. Comments, everybody. Hopping into Rockfin to say hi. See what's happening over there. Tom Cooper, thanks for being there. Risha M. says, yeah, they thought a pipeline was leaking here. The oil company went out, tested the line, no leaks. There had been shrubs and trees torn down to make a road. The guys on the ground tested and came to the conclusion that dead trees and shrubs were emitting the methane. And Gates wants forests demolished. Dump Johnson, writes Opossum King, big time. And that's just for the satisfaction of dumping him. I know the system's going to be perpetuated, but clearly the guy is just an absolutely unscrupulous dude. And, you know, more money for Ukraine, $600 million more for Ukraine. At a time when the United States shouldn't even be out there, they're passing an NDAA. Which reminds me, I have another theme for you. Let's hit it. The Dukes of Stratosphere, otherwise known as XTC. They put it out under this name, The Dukes of Stratosphere. Nobody knew it was XTC. It's a great, great psychedelic album. Great takeoff of the Disraeli Gears cover on the back as well. All right, so let's get to it. I want to give you some what I think is pretty valuable stuff. And surprisingly, first I want to give you a reminder. Let's not forget about what we remembered the other day about the United States watching over and protecting the poppy fields in Afghanistan. This from some 20 years ago or so, as the U.S. Marines and a guy named Brian Christmas, met with Geraldo Rivera. I mentioned Tucker Carlson's name a couple times last night before I actually got the Geraldo's name in there. And Tucker was in Afghanistan. And Tucker said to us, the audience at the time, that if the United States government didn't guard these poppies, the Taliban would take over. And the locals were growing the poppies because the Taliban was acting as a facilitator for loans, and the locals owed them a lot of money. And if the locals didn't handle this crop, the Taliban would handle it. They'd take over, and everything would get out of control. So the only way to control the poppies was, of course, to have the U.S. Marines act as your tax-funded security to guard the poppies, which would then be turned into the heroin, which would then be brought into the United States and then see more of your money and rights destroyed and sucked up by the so-called war on drugs, which also is unconstitutional, just like the United States military sitting in Afghanistan. It was and it will be unconstitutional when they probably go back someday. So let's see Geraldo Rivera show us the evidence, and there's plenty of other footage that has come around since then, but he was the first one that I ever saw, and I remember seeing this live. So,
intimidate the population.
Yeah. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here.
They're just a wonderful group of Marines. See, so they're guarding against, I have no idea why that popped up, they're guarding against the possibility that the Taliban might come in and take over and, you know, really pump out that heroin. Even though, of course, with the United States guarding things, the 90% of the market that came from Afghanistan of opium-based products turned into 97% of the world market. And now that the United States has left and the Taliban has taken over again, Myanmar has taken over as the top poppy opium producer, and the Afghan production of it has dropped dramatically because the Taliban is stopping it. Now, I don't necessarily think that it's right for anybody to engage in aggressive violence against people like those folks who want to grow poppies in what would normally be a private marketplace. But I do think it's illustrative of something that we've learned about the U.S. government, which is don't trust them and don't trust the military colonialism of the United States. Let's find out about one of its colonial empire offshoots, Israel, and a little something from CNN this morning. Thank you, Daniel McAdams, for getting this out. He says, every bomb made in USA, every dollar to buy every bomb printed in USA. U.S. government is every bit as culpable as the Israeli government in this slaughter. And yet, the United States government, with its NDAA, is still going to be channeling money all over the place. And let's see what the United States has wrought so far in Israel as they start to debate whether or not they're going to be sending another $14 billion to Israel.
We have been trying for many, many weeks now to try to get into Gaza. It has been impossible for us. Up until Tuesday, we were able to travel inside with some medical volunteers who are working at a newly established, newly built field hospital that has been set up by the United Arab Emirates in the southern part of Gaza. As you know, the southern part of Gaza is now very much the focus of Israel's military operations. That is exacerbating an already dire humanitarian catastrophe and leading to...
And as I mentioned, folks, I mentioned it and I'm going to mention it again. The minute that I heard the Israeli Defense Force people telling these people that were forcing out of their homes, just go to the south, go to the south. Everything's cool. We're telling you to go to the south. I knew immediately that they were going to start bombing the south. And that's exactly what they have done.
To record numbers of civilian casualties as we saw for ourselves. You don't have to search for tragedy in Gaza. It finds you on every street, strewn with trash and stagnant water, desolate and foreboding. So we've just crossed the border into southern Gaza. This is the first time we've actually been able to get into Gaza since October 7th. And we are now driving to a field hospital that has been set up by the UAE. Up till now, Israel and Egypt have made access for international journalists next to impossible. And you can see why. Since October 7th, the Israeli military says it has hit Gaza with more than 22,000 strikes. That by far surpasses anything we've seen in modern warfare in terms of intensity and ferocity. And we really, honestly, are just getting a glimpse of it here. Despite Israel's heavy bombardment, there are people out on the streets. A crowd outside a bakery. Where else can they go? Nowhere is safe in Gaza.
It used to be a stadium.
Arriving at the Emirati Field Hospital, we meet Dr. Abdullah Al-Nakbi. No sooner does our tour begin when...
Our ambulance. Very light.
And this is what you hear all the time now?
Yes. At least 20 times a day.
At least 20 times a day.
Maybe more sometimes. I think we're used to it.
One thing none of the doctors here have got used to is the number of children they are treating. The UN estimates that some two-thirds of those killed in this round of the conflict have been women and children.
Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. There's plenty more coming up.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.